AmyAmy.com today. Our question, our poll question is it time for BP to step aside in the cleanup of the Gulf oil spill? And who do you trust more, BP or the feds? How about Kevin Costner? How about Flipper? Who do we need to call to fix this? We'll ask the congressman his opinion on that matter. Coming up, we welcome back to the show. Congressman Don Manzullo is here. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
How are you, Big John?
Do you know, I'm doing okay. It's relatively sunny this morning. Every day above ground's a bonus, so I'll take that. So I wanted to start our conversation with an update on Thompson and the Gitmo detainees. Where do we stand this morning?
Well, the way it appears is that the federal government does in fact want to purchase the Thompson facility because the Federal Bureau of Prisons is grossly overburdened. They need a lot more space. Plus, the purchase price of Thompson is very reasonable, and it's almost a turnkey operation. So we are encouraging, as we've always done, the Bureau of Prisons to buy this as a standalone facility. And because Congress is so adamantly opposed to moving the terrorists from Gitmo to mainland the United States, to let's have this prison in Thompson, Illinois, be a prison for domestic prisoners only.
Do you worry that that'll become essentially a Trojan horse? In other words, you know, Durbin and maybe Quinn and the Obama administration. Okay, we're going to open it up as a federal prison. Delay, 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 and then down the line, oh, by the way, now we've changed our mind. Forget what we said before. Yes, the detainees are coming to Illinois.
Well, we don't know, but we do know this is that here's an opportunity to take an underutilized prison that's been sitting there for 7 or 8 years to create a huge number of jobs, to use it for its intended purpose. Whether it's a Trojan horse as a segue to Gitmo or something else, but that'll require further congressional action. In fact, the letter that we sent to the president yesterday talked about the fact that many of us have been to Gitmo, that the taxpayers have already spent over $350 million to improve the Cuban facility to accept the terrorists, and it would cost an additional $150 to $350 million to retrofit the Thompson facility to handle the handle the terrorists. It's a huge amount of money, and in the end, it may only be to hold what they think may be 48 prisoners.
Yeah, and just to make good on a campaign promise, it's ludicrous at this point.
Well, it is, but we want the Bureau of Prisons to fully occupy the Thompson prison. We don't want any terrorists there for the same reason that Senator Sebelius, Governor Sebelius, when she was governor of Kansas, told President Obama when he mentioned moving the terrorists to Fort Leavenworth, that she said it'll make the area around Thompson, the area around Leavenworth, unstable because of the people that would be drawn into the magnetism of these terrorists, and even though nobody would ever break out, she said, thanks, but no thanks, we don't want these people.
Yeah.
So that's where it stands now, and so we're pushing the president to go ahead and to make this part of the federal facility, and then we will continue to fight them and anybody else on trying to close Gitmo or trying to move Gitmo to the United States.
All right, thanks for the update. We're talking with Congressman Don Manzullo this morning. I want to welcome our news director, Mike Scott, into the conversation. Mike?
Congressman, helping pay for oil spills, I believe, is up before the House today. It's part of a big package. There's some tax cuts in there. There's some spending and a big jump in the tax on oil. Have you looked at this, and is this all about cleanups, or is this another taxation package that's also tied to extending jobless benefits?
Well, I was down in the Gulf 2 weeks ago and got on a Coast Guard airplane and flew directly over the area where the spill continues to come. And that is an incredible mess. The tax they're talking about, I think there's presently about an 84 cents a barrel tax for cleanup, and they want to quadruple that to $3 and something cents to build a bigger kitty just in case there are more spills that occur. That's something you have to take a look at. That's a use tax, and at least you can see the intended purpose of raising it up. But you know, again, it raises the price of fuel because there's a huge ratio for every dollar or so that barrel of oil goes up. it increases gasoline so much.
Sure. Congressman, do you think the federal government is bringing all of its, to coin a phrase, all of its guns to bear on this problem? Is the federal government working in its most efficient manner to try to mop this up?
The problem is there may be too much government down there. When I was there 2 weeks ago, we went to the Nerve Center, which is about an hour and a half away from New Orleans. It's a Shell facility, Shell Oil, that actually lent it or rented it to BP and to all the federal government agencies that are working there. And the impression we were left with was that it was Department of Homeland Security that was in charge of the cleanup. And now you've got the parish presidents and Bobby Jindal, the governor down there, saying, we don't know who's in charge, but Bobby's trying to build that literally a sand berth to separate this oil from the marshlands.
Too late.
Well, it may not be too late. He wants to get more boom down there. But he says, I'm just tired of waiting on the federal government. He says, I'm going to start doing the work myself if I end up going to jail because of violating federal law.
I don't think the feds want any part of this, and I'm talking specifically about the Barack Obama administration, because you know what? BP broke it, they can own it, and if the feds come in there and say, we'll take over, it has a Katrina trap door attached to that.
Well, I think it does. The problem is that the pace of exploration moved faster than the necessary technology in case the exploration turned up with a disaster like this. They just, you know, they went down so deep.
Yeah, I know, and that's, you know, that's, and I don't, I think we all agree, at least reasonably thinking people have to agree, that we have to punch some holes in the crust of the earth to get the oil, because I don't want to send the money to terrorists.
Right.
But the point being, I don't know if you want to do it 50 miles offshore and 5,000 feet down if the technology doesn't exist to stop a catastrophe.
Well, that's exactly where the president was. When he asked for the 30-day moratorium, people thought that he was out there to do in offshore oil. And that's not the case. In fact, he had made a pronouncement just ironically a couple of weeks before of having limited offshore drilling. But what he said was, we don't want to have another one of these issues on our hands, and let's don't drill beyond a capacity that we're not able to stop it. And I think that's a reasonable approach.
Mm-hmm. Talking to our Congressman Don Manzullo this morning, I want to get your take on some politics here in Illinois. Always interesting. Jesse Jackson Jr. has sent up some trial balloons, or at least kind of a rumor that he may endorse Mark Kirk. How close are these guys? And do you think that might, in a lot of ways, harm Mark Kirk's chances with some demographics?
Well, Jesse said he might endorse Mark Kirk.
yeah.
Well, you know what? I know both these men very well. And Jesse's always been a free thinker. He's an original thinker. He's not swayed that much by party politics, and he's always thought outside the box. And if he thinks that this is necessary for Illinois, that's what he's going to do. I certainly don't think it's going to hurt Kirk to be endorsed by Jesse Jackson, but that certainly would be a very unusual quirk in politics.
Yeah, it would be something, and boy, it's sticking in the eye of Janulius, but he may be a fatally flawed candidate in the eyes of a lot of Democrats.
Well, maybe Jesse's just tired of Illinois politics as usual, and wants to break the mold on it.
Congressman, thanks so much for your insight and your time this morning. It's always great having you on the program.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
Keep fighting the good fight. That's Don Manzullo here, AM 560 WIND at 8.